our listener Brandy's first sentence to us is like, hey, I've done an awful thing. I think I'm going to be the villain here. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, she's the villain, but she says, I also don't know what to do with what I found out.
Okay.
I logged into my boyfriend's email and read some of it.
Okay.
I read a letter from an old girlfriend asking about his inner relationship status on Facebook. His response about our relationship was less than flattering, stating that he only dates me because it's, quote, convenient, and I am, quote, persistent, and that there is no future in our relationship. We've been dating for over 2.5 years. I love yous have been exchanged, stuff like that. I also found evidence of the boyfriend involved in dating websites.
Gosh.
Obviously, I did something wrong, but I don't see how our relationship can continue after knowing how he really feels. Mm. How do I approach this? What do I say? I'm so mixed up. I don't know what to do. And he has noticed that I'm acting differently. I'm not as warm and friendly as usual. He keeps asking if something is wrong.
Well, first of all, Brandy, I don't think you're the villain here.
Well, she acknowledges it was wrong in an invasion of privacy to get into his email and read it.
Okay. I don't necessarily
fault her for that.
I mean, because of what she found,
the ends justifies the means?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to say.
Well, okay, I understand her hesitation because that is an invasion of privacy. Mm-hmm. But the question is he just saying that to the ex-girlfriend to fish to see? Either way, I think that's bad. No, what he said is bad. Is it his true feelings, or was he just trying to put up a front for some reason with the ex? I don't know.
That, like,
Either way, that's heartbreaking to see.
Well, he obviously doesn't think she's going to see that.
Right.
So he's just going to say things.
Right.
That's
what I'm trying to get at. Are those really his true feelings? Or for some reason, was he trying to downplay their relationship for whatever reason?
Either way, it's bad.
It's not good. Exactly.
Yeah.
For your relationship. And yeah, it's not looking great, because if he was truly into your relationship and loves you, why wouldn't he be honest about that with his ex?
Well, Brandy, first off,
that would bother me.
I'm surprised you didn't immediately go and walk over with your phone or whatever and be like, explain this.
Yeah.
Explain this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can imagine how heartbroken you are. And mm-hmm. I would kind of, with that, I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Walk away. And if he tries to fight for you back, then you tell him exactly why you walked away. He's like, well, you know, this is what you think of our relationship. I'm going to go move on, find someone who is all in and
all right.
Doesn't mind telling everybody you're all in.
502-795-1997. Send us a voice note. Send us a text or call us, because if you've maybe seen something that you weren't supposed to see, then tell us that story.
Sorry, Ophelia. Run away as fast as the Ookla speed test. That you always talk about
Ookla speed test.
Your commercial.
According to the Ookla speed test.
I'm sorry, Ophelia. That was a really funny way to put that. That was so funny.
It was funny. But quick side note. My wife the other day was like, if I have to hear one more study about the Ookla speed test. I'm like, what? It's what it is. It's what it is. Like, that's the test. It's the Ookla speed test.
It's lending credibility to what they're saying.
Run as fast as the Ookla speed test. Oh, you took us down, Ophelia. Good job.
That was great.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories next. Yeah, so our listener Brandy thinks that she's the villain here. 99.7 DJX group therapy, because she snooped in her boyfriend's email. She logged in, she snooped in her boyfriend's email. But what she found was an exchange with an ex of his, and he was basically like poo-pooing their 2.5 year relationship.
Yeah, saying there's no future, and right. It's yeah. It
and
was
so
really,
she's
really bad.
Just shocked, and like, I don't know how to even approach this because I know I shouldn't have snooped in his email, and I'm like, girl, get over that.
Yeah, everyone is just like, yeah. Boy, bye. Brittany and Justin both suggested dump him in an email.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that you didn't just email back the ex-girlfriend as him and fish for more, because I know for a fact that's probably what my wife would have done. if she would have seen something like that.
Done. Yeah, Holly's like, all the red flags. Kelly put it perfect. You deserve someone who is loud and proud about the relationship. Do not settle. Put yourself in reverse. Would you say that to an ex, even if it was, quote, a front? Mm-hmm. My heart hurts for you, but in my opinion, this reads red flags regardless of any excuse as to why he would say that.
A lot of people on Facebook are saying, like, know your worth. Laura yes. Ann says, print it out. Hand it to him and be done. Don't put up with being a convenience.
Ooh, yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes, and Brooke from Bardstown point out, for starters, if he was in a relationship, he wouldn't be talking, emailing, etc. That obviously means he doesn't respect you. Run, child, run. You're better than that. You deserve respect and love.
Now, listen, answering an ex, like if an ex reaches out to you, answering them is fine.
Yeah.
But respecting the relationship you're in is important.
Right, because the whole premise of why the ex reached out was to ask about the in a relationship status she saw on his Facebook.
Yeah, and so he could say, hey, I'm in a relationship. Yeah, I mean, he could have just said, oh, yeah, I've been dating the same girl for a couple years.
2.5 years, it's really serious.
Things are going well. Yeah.
Yes, hope you're well. Bye-bye.
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 Rosie says, was sitting in the truck after my ex-husband got out with my children who were sleeping. A text message popped up on the truck screen from another woman about having a UTI.
Oh.
I have never left a man so fast in my life.
Oh.
Hopefully he's going to disconnect his phone from Bluetooth if he's cheating in his next relationship.
Oh my gosh. We've talked about that before where the Bluetooth connected to the phone has
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. In fact, my daughter saw a notification pop up when she was looking at my phone about birthday gifts that are coming from Amazon.
Oh, no!
She's like, Mom, you got a notification.
Is from this for
Amazon?
Me?
And I'm like, dang it! Why? Why stop? Why can't ever keep secrets from her?
Technology ruins the secrets.
Yes.
Whether it be cheating or whether it be presents.
Yes. Ooh, Sean says, yes, forward the email back to his email. He's going to know something's up.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think there are a lot of great suggestions. But again, don't let him gaslight you.
Yes.
By saying you shouldn't have been in my email.
Exactly. Because, again, there is really no explanation for what he said to his ex that's going to make it okay.
Right. So I think that's your approach. There are a lot of suggestions on how to do it, but you got to do it. All right.
Yep.
We'll check back in with you.
You deserve way better than that.
You
again,
do.
You deserve someone that wants to tell everybody on planet Earth that he's dating you and he loves you.
Yep. All right. Brandy, hang in there. Sorry this is happening to you.
But glad you found out now before you started planning a wedding. Or
anything
like
whatever.
That.
Right. Before you got deeper. But let us know how everything goes. We'll try to check back in with you and see. That's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.